This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for October 28, 2024.
And we're recommending for the Candia Fire Department.
Well, no, it is the Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
Well,
that is its name.
That's an association. An association, so we don't recommend to put members in their association.
It's not the association. It's the ones going for the training there.
But it's not, it is a Candia Fire Department today. They're changing, the sign and everything else. That's what they're doing.
Who told you that?
I was over there and they were.
Oh, ask Dean.
Can we get some clarity?
Yeah.
Please.
What are you?
Officially, we're still the Candia Volunteer Fire Department. When we needed a new sign built, instead of having it put on there again, I was proactive for the future because Bill, who made the sign for us, said it'll last because it's plastic and it'll literally last a long time. So that's why I had that sign made Candia Fire Department.
Yeah, officially it's still the Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
The charter.
Because I came to the town and had it changed back. The voters voted to change it to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department after it had been changed.
Right.
All right, that's clarification then.
Is that okay?
Thank you.
So other than that, we all set? All in favor?
Favor. Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
I think that was a yay. What is in favor? All right, then we got.
I move the minutes from the non-public session of October 14th be accepted as presented.
I second.
Okay.
The first non-public.
Recording in progress.
Was there any questions or changes?
Did we see it, Lise?
No, but
not yet. We did.
Not yet.
All right. Do you want me to make a motion afterwards?
Yeah.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
I make a motion to seal those.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, then we got.
This is probably.
What do we got?
The last ones?
Yep, the other non-public for the 14th.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve those. Second ones for the non-public.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Country second. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And would you like
I don't want to seal those.
No, okay.
It's public record.
All right, perfect. All right. Next topic on the new business, continuing with the Zoom. I brought this up probably 2 years ago, and Boyd brought it up at the last meeting and asked if we could have it on this agenda so the public would be advised of it and have some input if they care to.
Is
anybody on here?
Yeah.
I asked to be included on the agenda after watching a declining participation on Zoom and the kind of distraction that results by getting a thing set up and trying to unmute somebody, and it just didn't seem to. It seemed to be appropriate during COVID, but you know, as long as it's outlived its usefulness, in my estimation. So that's why I asked to put this on the agenda tonight to alert the public that we're considering just discontinuing the use of this of Zoom.
I wanted to clarify something that was said at the last meeting when Boyd first brought this up, and I think it was Dean that mentioned. He said that he understood because we're both old, and that's why I was against the Zoom. This is nothing against my age. If I was 25, I'd be against it. I'm just not in favor of it. It served a purpose during COVID. In my thinking, the best transparency is you come to the public meeting. It's open to the public. Show up. That's the way I feel.
And my opinion is I am younger than both of you, so I like Zoom. I like it for a number of reasons. I like the transparency, whether people use it or not. It's $199 a year. It's ridiculous. We got all the things for free during COVID. What is it going to hurt to have that thing on? What's it going to hurt? I just don't understand it, what the problem is with Zoom.
Well, I'll give you an example right now. The people in the audience can't see that screen.
Oh, you want to turn it? You can turn it. It's on a pivot.
Yeah, we can't see it. Look out. It's going to fall on your lap.
Workman's comp.
Russ is...
Oh, I'm sorry, Russ.
Well, I've used it once or twice when I was out. But we should have microphones if we're going to do that, because you can't hear anybody talking in the back, and it's hard to hear even from the table.
That's right.
I mean, if you're going to do it, it should be done right, or don't do it. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
I don't mind. I'd purchase microphones.
No.
Oh, okay, no, I guess we're not going to do
that. No money. Patrick, you had something?
I'm not in favor of eliminating Zoom unless we're going to replace it with something else. If we want to not have so much of the interaction on TV, if you have something to say, I think it's best to come here to the meeting and be face-to-face with all of us. But to be able to record it and broadcast it on a Candia YouTube channel or something like that, so that people can watch it at their own leisure. Just, it'd be no different than a town channel, except it wouldn't be costing us anything. And I believe we have funding that would take care of all that anyways. So, I get the whole Zoom thing, and it is kind of a pain to have to sit there and unmute people and take comments and read through comments and all that. So it is a bit of a distraction, but having an alternative that doesn't have that same interaction, I think, would be nice.
But you say it's a distraction. I don't understand that. I mean, we're taking our minutes, we're putting those, AI is doing that, I mean, basically, okay? So you have to look at the screen. If you're the person taking the minutes and whatever, you're looking at the screen. AI is doing the minutes. I mean, I don't understand what the... We've spent money and a lot. I don't know. I just don't understand it. But the problem, especially during budget season, I just think that's wrong.
Well, I mean, the Zoom on the budget meeting the other night was horrible because you were using the speaker on the TV and not even the regular speaker, so you couldn't hear anybody on there anyways. So, I mean...
Yeah, and if we... I would certainly support getting a couple of microphones or a couple of speakers, whatever you think you need to make this doable, but again, it's up to the board, I guess.
I think taking public comment off a TV screen is, like, it kind of has served its purpose, but I'm fully in favor of recording our meetings and posting them online.
But it's too late. We've had board members and everything else come on Zoom that they're out of town on a business meeting or something like that. They've come in on Zoom. We've had the planning board, a couple of members come in on Zoom. I don't know. I just don't understand. But maybe we need a public input. I don't know.
Kevin, you have to answer.
Kevin Coughlin, Lankford Road. Just to clarify, are you saying Zoom off for all town meetings or Zoom off for select board meetings?
For the
select board.
Yeah. That's the only one we have jurisdiction over.
Okay. There's 23 people on Zoom right now.
That's more than there has been for any meeting combined.
I agree.
That means it works.
It's
right?
Only there because of the particular
meeting.
Because of
the discussion, yeah.
Well, because they don't want it taken off, or they do want it taken off?
No, I would say they don't want it.
Right, so
well, if
there
they're
we
on
go.
There, it's because they don't want it taken off.
There we go.
Well, so the people in the audience don't need to see the screen. This is strictly for people to be able to be virtually here, mm-hmm. to listen to what's going on. Yes, there is a function where they can raise a hand and ask a question. It's seldom used, but it's for people to be able to view remotely. And just like the planning board, Scott's remote frequently,
yes.
Ryan's remote frequently. Like it's a great functionality for people to be able to use. It's almost no cost. Mm-hmm. Mark Schellbeck's concern was the ADA compliance, closed captioning's enabled. Mm-hmm. So I struggle to see why you would not want to have more participation from the townspeople than and you're forcing it to be less, especially coming into budget season when people would be more interested potentially, and the incoming season of weather when they might usually come, but you know, it's snowing out and the meeting's still on, but I really don't want to go out, and they can go by Zoom. I just really struggle to see the urgency to stop it. That's my comment.
I guess in my mind, it's because the participation has not been there, Kevin.
Well, maybe you...
It is tonight, but weekly, it's not really there.
But it's no real burden. Like Susan said, AI is now doing the minutes, which is a fantastic piece of technology. It's great.
Whoopee.
I ran Zoom for the budget committee.
Thank you.
It was literally clicking the mouse a couple of times. It's not heavy lifted.
And I will say that the planning board did take a vote, and I was really the only one that was no. Mark was a no only because of the ADA compliance. But mm-hmm. So it was pretty much just me.
Because I think the school is actually going to start using Zoom.
Well, he said they're going to try, but right. they're working out the details on it. Yeah.
We've got a lady.
Dean?
Dean Young. I think to Boyd's point about the participation dropping off, I think that speaks to the public happy with what the select board is doing, but I can bet you all the money in the world, if something went on here or there was a hot button issue, they'd be on there for this meeting. It just speaks to the fact that you're all doing a pretty good job at this select business, and so they don't have the issues to come on. But they would, you know they would, just like at the planning board when there's been some issues, this room was full. And the board was full, too, you know. Yeah. And then you go to last week at the planning board, I think my son was the only one on there, at the budget meeting, my son was the only one there because he was working remote. But I think it speaks well for what the board's been doing, doing a good job. But I think I vote to keep it myself. But.
So don't mess it up.
You had your hand up?
Hi.
You give us your name, please?
Ann Lacey, 39 Pritchett. So I'm glad to hear that it's just the selectmen that are considering doing this, because I was I Zoom quite a bit with the planning board in particular, and I'm away in the winter, so that's the only way I have access to what's happening in the town. I should Zoom more. I should get more involved in the selectmen, but I kind of echo Dean. I mean, I kind of trust what's going on, but also, I mean, I trusted the planning board too with some of their decisions, and that proved to be a bad decision.
So, with me voting against it, you still trust me?
I wouldn't, but go ahead.
Except for Brian. I appreciate Patrick saying about the transparency, and Susan as well. I think it's important, and no matter what you're doing, to have transparency. But her point is well taken, that you can have immediate feedback from people as opposed to like taping it and seeing it. So that's kind of, I hope that you don't vote it out. I think it's a great tool, and I think the more air we have in the government, the better it's going to be. So I think that's all I have to say, and thank you for what you do.
You want a motion?
No, still got some hands.
Harlan Acevedo, High Street. I think you should keep Zoom because it makes this meeting accessible to people who can't physically be here for any number of reasons, whether they're out of town or whether they have children or whether they just can't drive at night. There's so many reasons why you can't physically be here. And I think Zoom makes the meeting accessible to a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't be able to participate.
Anybody else? Is there anybody on there, Linda? Is there a hand up or anybody?
No.
No? They're all just listeners?
I think so.
Okay.
Patty Davis submitted an email today. Do you want me to read it? Or?
Please.
Okay.
There's a couple.
And Sue has some stuff too. I would like to speak in opposition of discontinuing Zoom. The Zoom option makes attending meetings open to more residents, such as those caring for loved ones who are not able to otherwise attend. This particularly applies to elders who do not want to drive at night, to those who care for spouses who cannot leave at night, for families with split shifts who cannot leave the children at night, to name a few. Others might include working parents who want to not leave their children again in the evening, but can multitask by putting dinner on the table, getting the kids ready for bed, etc., while keeping one ear on the meeting, or those who are out of town, as I am now. Ideally, everyone in town should come to the meetings. If they did, they wouldn't fit in the room. If the reason is because it is not closed captioned, then add closed captioning. If it's because it's not ADA compliant, neither are the meetings without signing. Patty Davis.
You have some, Sue?
There are 27 other comments.
Are they the same that are on there now?
They were all, I know you don't like social media, but they're all comments to that letter. I don't see any who want to take it away. But there's 27 comments. I'm not going to, and 47 likes. So I'm not going to read them all to you. You can peruse it at your own.
No, I don't.
Okay. And there's also another letter from someone else in town about the same thing. But did you get that one copied off from Brenda?
I did put Brenda's was the people responded to Brenda's response. It should be in the.
Okay, that was a different one.
That
but
was a different
again,
one.
You can decide what you want.
How do I make a motion?
I want to make a comment before.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking how important this is. I would, if we're something that's going to be done, it should be done at the deliberative session. That is where all the money is spent and people don't know what's happening. You have a small amount of people, but if we're going to do it, it should be included in it. Definitely.
That's a school.
You know?
That's a school.
That's a school. What do you mean that's a school?
Well, the school
that they can do it. They can do
so
it. But what I'm saying is otherwise, you know, it'd be foolish because that's budget meeting, we had one person on at that point. Nobody knows what's happening with the dollars and cents. Here we can turn around and say, yes, we like this person or we like that person. That doesn't really mean anything. It's the dollars and cents that people get disturbed about. So that should be incorporated with it. And if it isn't incorporated with it, I don't think we're doing the job that people think we are doing. Because we don't, how much we discuss here in dollars and cents every meeting.
Mm.
You know, that's my opinion.
We were able to live stream the deliberative session a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but they couldn't.
They can't look at that.
They couldn't hear that.
That's a legal thing.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
Of why they weren't able.
We've got people with their hands up. Laurie Schleck.
Hi, this is Laurie, 85 Baker Road. I would also like to keep Zoom. I'm very worried about people who may be sick. We have a lot of sickness at work right now, and the room is very small, and it's that time of year. So this would enable people who may not be feeling well, to be able to get involved without risking other people. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anybody else, Linda?
Clock family, right here.
Hi, this is Crystal Clock, 158 Chester Road here in Candia. I vote to keep the Zoom. Having a kiddo with autism here at home, I can't bring him to the meeting, and I do not have somebody here to stay with him. So I would love if we can actually keep him so I can kind of stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Samsung.
Samsung? That's a tone.
Somebody
I apologize.
Yeah.
This is Dave Labby, Monroe Canyon. Unfortunately, today I'm stuck in Gary waiting for somebody, so I'm unable to make the meeting. I prefer to be there. But I think that Zoom is very important because if this was not available tonight, I would not be able to voice my opinion and hear exactly what was going on without having to go back later, which is too late. Unfortunately, the 23 Main Street project I was sure that that would never pass. When I saw that, I was like, it'll never happen. And to my dismay, it happened. So I think that having access right there and being able to is very important to allow that for people. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Anybody else?
Kyle Power or Kai Power?
It's Kai Power, 467 Patton Hill Road. And I have issues driving and sitting. So going to a board meeting at night is really difficult for me. But I want to participate in this community. We've been here 30 plus years. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Doesn't look like it.
One more. It looks like one hand.
Wait, but you already spoke.
Okay.
Anybody else in the audience?
I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to share. I know that it's nice, the thought, Terry George, 858 North Road, Candia.
Can I have your name?
Terry George.
The idea of having us all attend the meeting is wonderful. But with technology, that is the way of the future. And so many people are accustomed to being able to do this through Zoom because we're all so busy right now. I know Jim and I have used it, and we do occasionally speak, but not frequently. But the idea that we can jump on and be connected to our town is extremely important to us. Yet we can't get there at every board meeting. So it's very important to us to keep Zoom. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
I'm just thinking that maybe we'll get better participation now. People seem to have been poked a little bit.
Boy?
Well, I'm glad I brought it up. I'm glad we heard what we did, and I'd like to make a motion that we retain the use of Zoom for future meetings.
You second it, Sue?
Yes, sure.
Okay, all in favor?
You'd
like to
session.
See improvements.
Deliberative session would have to be involved with it.
I don't think that you can have interactions over Zoom legally at the deliberative session. You can live stream it the same way that we have in the past. But we'd have to run it by Clark to be sure about that.
I think there is a legal issue.
You have to physically be there.
Okay. But they could at least listen.
Well,
because you could end up having non-residents on there.
There's no way to verify them.
Yeah. Right.
So there is a legal issue with that.
Okay, all right.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it would be great if we could actually live stream it properly. But the school puts some rope.
Live streaming should be done.
Susan seconded it.
Yeah,
and then Russ had a question. Is that it? You satisfied with it?
Well,
how do you vote?
I'll go in favor with the majority.
Retaining
of people.
It?
I'll be in favor.
Sue?
In favor.
Boy. Reluctantly, I'll change my vote. I'll be in favor.
I'm in favor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Change your vote.
Thank you.
That takes a good argument to change your vote.
I know.
Hats off to you all.
Nobody that supported it.
Okay.
All right. Warrant articles. Elderly exemption increase.
Right, well, Sue Young brought this up at our last meeting about the elderly exemption. And I looked at the record and found out that the last time we adjusted the brackets for the elderly exemption was 2020, 5 years ago.
Really?
So the value of the exemption of the real estate now has declined because of inflation and everything. So right now. The elderly, if you're between 65 and 75 years old, you get a $45,000 exemption. Between 75 and 80, you get $70,000. And if you're over 80, you get $90,000 exemption from the assessed value of your property. And the taxes are calculated accordingly. So each one of those brackets, I mean, it's 2% of that. That's what the tax rate is. It works out to about 2%. So I thought, well, you know, we ought to increase those brackets. So I prepared a warrant article that proposes to increase each one of those brackets by $10,000. So between 65 and 70, I propose that it goes to 55,000, and if and it goes up $10,000 each one of those brackets. And that'll sort of compensate the elderly, at least give them a little assistance in paying their property taxes, considering what inflation has done to the cost of their living and to the property tax burden itself. The cost of this is negligible. It'll have a 0.1% increase on the tax rate. There's 67 people in this town who will claim the elderly exemption. So that would be a total increase in exempt valuation of $670,000. The tax on that would be about $14,000. And $14,000 has a 0.1% impact on the tax rate. I prepared this warrant article now because the deadline is November 15th. And I wasn't sure whether this board was going to convene again before November 15th. And so you have it right in front of you. This model left the last board article that was passed in this town in 2019 by a significant margin. It was passed almost by a 4-to-1 margin. So I present this warrant article, and I urge the board to support it and get it on the warrant.
I just want to make a comment for the audience. This is not for everyone who is over 65 or everyone. You have to have a certain economic bracket that you're in. It's not that everyone over 65 will get it. There's a lot of different criteria you need to meet. It's for people who don't have higher incomes and like that. Okay. I love it.
I like it. So you want a motion to?
I move we support this warrant article. I didn't number it because
right, that's fine.
Never do that.
Yeah. We'll do that on a later date as long as we got it.
Brackets for the older one.
There a second?
I'll second. Right,
choose a second. All in favor?
Russ.
Two.
Morning.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you for doing that, bro.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Highway Department projects.
All right, so I'm looking at a couple different projects to use more highway fund money for this year. So it's going to be, I'd like to put a ditch. As you guys all know, how Courier Road always washes out really, really bad by the horse farm. That's going to be one project that we're going to complete. I'd also like to put a ditch on Podunk Road, the dirt portion of Podunk Road, because that washes out pretty badly in almost every single rainstorm. And we have to go up and grade it, and it's just, you know, a continuing issue. On the other project that will not be completely paid for with the Mora Highway, the balance will come out of the budget, is we're also looking at digging up and creating an apron on Donovan Road that we've talked about in a couple mm-hmm. different meetings. So I wanted to get your guys' approval so I can move forward with those projects under the Mora Highway.
How much money is available this year?
I believe there's a little over 20,000.
Oh, wow.
And like normal, I don't plan to use it all, because I do like leaving a little bit in there every year, because it just creates more and more money for us every year if I leave a little bit in there.
I move we accept Jeff's proposal and authorize him to proceed accordingly.
Second that.
All right. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
I might as well just move into the next one, which is just a bond reduction and the road acceptance for Landing right. Way. So
yep.
Now that Landing Way is essentially complete, it's got the top coat and everything. The only thing it needs really now is shoulder gravel and to have the catch basins cleaned out. We would like to move forward with a bond reduction, which is pretty similar to what we use for every other project. If we could hold 10%, which is about $150,000, just in a surety, that's pretty typical of what we do.
Latent defect.
Yeah, that's pretty typical for what we do with every other project, just like Brian said, just for defects. Like if something happens within like the first year and we have to repave, that's essentially what it covers.
So would you hold that for a year?
Just a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's normally just a year.
Yeah, it's usually 10%.
So you would recommend that we accept Landing Way then as a Class 5 road?
Yeah, me and Tom have talked about, you know, whatever else needs to be done. Really, they're just waiting for the pavement to harden up and they'll get on it and complete it. But I don't really see a reason why we can't take it over.
Is that all agreeable with you, Tommy?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We just need something from Andrea or a letter just to state that to get the bond released so they can change it and reissue a 10%.
Yep. Oh, Bush, just give money to Tommy Severino.
Who's that?
I think Paul.
So, Jeff, what would be the terms of the bond?
$100,000. It'd be $150,000.
$150,000 bond, and we would hold that for one more year.
One more year, yep.
Yeah, that's usually.
That's typical of what we do for any project.
That way it goes through a cycle, you know, a seasonal cycle, and if anything happens, it'll happen.
You want a motion?
Please.
I move that we accept Landing Way as a Class 5 road, accept responsibility for its maintenance, subject to the Mr. Severino putting up a $150,000 bond for that has a 12-month expiration date.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Ross.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice job up there, too,
nice
Tom.
Nice looking job.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
I have a question for Jeff. Have you heard what...
when they're going to pave Chester Turnpike, I have not.
Okay, I mean, getting out of your season. But
I have no idea.
No, okay, I thought you might have heard.
I don't really have any good contacts with Hooksett.
Okay.
I do talk to them from time to time, but...
I mean, it had a little sign out there.
They've got everything out there. I don't know.
Thanks, okay. No, I thought you might know. Thank you.
All right. The ACO resignation. You all have a letter in your packet there.
Read it.
If you'd like, go ahead.
Dear Chief, I thank you for taking the time to speak with me yesterday and to clarify your vision for the animal control officer. I apologize once again for not understanding your position sooner. The duties of the ACO have been changed drastically, and other than dog licensing in June and July, probably half of my work would now be done by officers. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to continue as the ACO in that role, but unfortunately I must decline. The job I would be expected to do is the hardest for me. Please accept my resignation effective immediately. Sincere, Deb Martell.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept it with regret.
Second that.
All right. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Very good. All right. The fire department assessing. That was the one we got from Pimex, correct?
Yeah. And what are we doing with this?
That, I'm not sure. Who asked to put this on?
Well, we put it on last time, and then and then we decided to defer it to this meeting so Dean can be present.
How about it, Russ? What's your concerns?
Pimex requested to go through our... fire department's building and come up with what their thoughts were and what have you. And there were a number of items that they had that they ran into. One of them is the diesel fumes in that building. They're not exhausted out. That gets on the clothes of that are hanging there, and also the people are breathing in the fumes, which can cause cancer. It's been enough in that manner. They've talked about that, and now it's very important in new fire departments to make sure that no exhaust fumes are. Get in contact with clothing and also that they breathe it. And with us, we've got that goes throughout the whole building. And we do have EMTs there during the day. And that's, you know, that. The other questions, there were a number of things that came up, and these were brought forward in 21, and just wondering what our plans are to take care of these. I know we talked about the water. We didn't have water earlier in the year, and I was told that we fracked the well. If we fracked the well, but what is the quality of the water at this point? That we should know, because we're talking safety of our employees down there. We take care, and I mean fire and police are safety. And if we can't take care of their employees in a safe environment, we've got to look at that, because we've got liability issues down the road that could happen. That's the biggest thing. And the showers and dressing areas are not adequate, according to the Primex, and also from the police Candia Fire Department in May of 21. These things are still stated, and I'm just trying to see if some of these have been corrected or not, because we're talking safety at this point, a number of these.
Dean, you're probably the best to respond to some of them.
Yeah, I mean, if there wasn't a plan over there for the future, I'd be worried about that. But, you know, you all know, like, we've been putting money away every year to add on to that building. And along with that was other things that we're going to do in that building. We just haven't done any of it yet. There's water now, Russ, and the water test came back. Believe it or not, there's a dug well inside the building behind the tanker. The water is absolutely great. The water in the dug well has a little bacteria in it, but Steve Smith from Smith Pump said it's probably from the fact that we just put a new pump in there, and that's, you'll get bacteria. So he's going to come test it again here soon, and it might have to be chlorinated again. But both those wells have pretty good water. Believe it or not, good water.
So you have.
Will we ever drink it? Probably not. I know. I don't know if anybody drinks their own water anymore. I know we do at our well, you know. But yeah.
Who else is going to drink?
But yeah, a lot of people don't drink their well water anymore.
Boy drinks it out of the pond.
Yeah. I did that once.
I did that once.
So there is. I mean, the water situation is okay. It is okay.
Well, you have a quality test on the wells that you can support and keep in the records here for us.
He's got it right in his pocket.
I got it right here.
Okay, cool. That's good. Yes. That's and adequate. Basically, the letter of 21 said it's inadequate.
In 21?
Yeah.
So you got to remember, when that letter was written, when that was drafted up in 21, we were trying to get a grant.
Right.
So when you're trying to get a grant, if there's a stain on a ceiling tile, you put it down.
Yeah.
Okay? You write every possible thing that you can down to get a grant, because that's what they want to see. So that's a little, I won't say we were deceiving to the federal government, but, you know, it's just
you trying to get some money back.
I don't know what the word is.
Embellish.
Yeah. There weren't any things in that were earth-shattering. The exhaust is something that's going to be addressed when we add on. Now, we don't have to wait to add on to fix the exhaust system. We can put some vents in that building tomorrow if we want to. I just thought it would be better to do. Excuse me, do it all at once.
But we're talking safety. They're breathing those fumes. That's the question. I mean, you know.
Well, the whole dynamics have changed, Russ, since people were there. So it's a catch-up thing. It's going to be there was nobody in that building for days on end years ago. Now with the ambulance crews and stuff, there are people. So I'm not sticking my head in the sand saying stuff doesn't have to be done, but.
But clothing is not supposed to be hung in that area.
What's that?
Clothing is not supposed to be hung in that area.
Well, I...
No, I'm not. These are things that are Primex. There are insurance company have that brought up, and I'm not asking. I just want to know what a time schedule is on these things, not putting him off another 3 years.
Like that's, I said, we can work on that now.
I don't ask that to answer tonight.
I'll be honest with you. I had hoped to wait and do it all at once, but then I've been thinking. I said I really don't need to do that because the warrant, our capital reserve says, you know, for the building and facilities, and it isn't tied to an addition. It's just for improvements to the building. So I was kind of the mindset that we would wait till we did the big project and all these things would get done at once. But we don't have to wait to do all that stuff. We can do it. It's like air conditioning, and I've been trying to get some air conditioning in the upstairs and in the office. I tried all summer, but my plumber got really busy this year and he didn't have a chance to do it. So it will get done eventually.
Well, eventually, when you start talking that this could cause problems for personal.
I'm not making light of it.
That's where I'm at. I mean, we take care of the people here.
Yeah, I appreciate your concern.
And I mean, it's something that we can get in liability. Now we're talking cost factor. I'm not, you know, that's all I'm asking is basically answering these questions that Primex have come up with. What are your plans to do on these? And if you do have a sort of a date.
Sooner than later, right?
Hmm?
Sooner than later.
No, that isn't going to work.
It is for me.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
There was a report in 21 for the grant that we wanted, and it was very detailed. Now, in front of me, I have one, September of 2024. I'd like to know who requested it and what the purpose of the request was. That it was just done for the fire department. It wasn't done at the recycling center. We don't know what they're drinking. I mean, it wasn't done at the library. It wasn't done at a number of places. I'm not sure. And with all due respect, I think some of this is a little bit political as far as a police and fire safety complex, why this is being addressed and no other buildings are. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Is this building safe to drink water?
Yeah, we've got a bubble up.
We have bottled water.
It's safe to drink any place.
I think the answer to Sue's question is that discussion did come up about concerns with the fire department
and
the facility over there.
Right.
And at that time, and I believe it was a selectman's meeting that we suggested that we have Primex check it.
I don't remember that, but maybe.
I'm almost positive it was a selectman's meeting.
Selectman's or was it the safety complex?
There was also discussion about it at the safety facility.
The safety
right,
complex.
At both, but I'm pretty sure at the selectman's meeting because we had the conversation at the safety facility committee that it came back and we had a short discussion with the Board of Selectmen. We said, why don't we just have them do a study and they can define.
I do not remember that, but it might have been the one meeting I missed in 10 years. I don't know.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. I remember we had a discussion.
Who said would he be willing to do an inspection?
Yeah, no, I was in favor of the inspection.
Oh, I know you were.
And I heard from, you know, they wouldn't drink the water. And basically, checking with other fire departments, diesel fumes are one of the worst things, and Primex even says it here, chances of causing cancer. It's something you don't fool around with. And now you said you're talking about putting on an addition to the building. Is that something that's coming to the board to let us know what?
That's not new.
It hasn't come in front of the board and the board to know about it.
We have a warrant in every year.
They have a warrant article to do that.
No. Jane just said he's talking about putting an addition on.
That's what their warrant article is definitely for.
Well, but what does it entail? I mean, if we're handling these things that are in front of us should be addressed first And if it's going to be taken care of in a new edition, that's fine. But I want to know. Board might not want to know. And that's up to the board at this point. But how are we addressing these things? That's what I want to know. And I don't need the answer tonight. I'm just putting it out on the table that we have to have an answer.
I just said to you that I was going to wait and do the addition to do some of these upgrades and do it all at once. But I just said we'll probably do some ahead of time. We've already, we put a shower in, okay? We have a shower over there.
I know, don't be too big, but it's...
It doesn't have to be.
Well, how much room do you need?
We're supposed to have company.
That was a rhetorical question. Yeah, really. You know? You're doing it by yourself.
No, I mean, it's fine. But
the whole idea with, and I think everybody in this town knows that I want to put an addition on this building, that my whole idea with the police station and the fire station and everything was to get the police station built, get it paid for, and then add on to it. It was all going to be able to be designed so it could be added on to. The taxpayers aren't going to build a safety complex. I guarantee you that unless they can get a grant and pay for most of it. So for us to put a little bit of money in that building over there to make it last another 20 years or however long the note for the police station is it's not wasted money because you're improving the building and the town still owns the building and it'll be worth that much more when it's turned over to something, it's used for something else someday. So I'm going to work on it, Russ. I don't know what else to tell you. You don't have to lose any sleep at night about this. We're going to work on it, okay? I'm trying, okay? I thought in my own mind that I wouldn't do this stuff and that I couldn't use the money out of the capital reserve fund. But I can't, you know. Light went off in my head and said, heck, I can start using that stuff now. In fact, we did use some of that money because there wasn't enough money in the budget, my budget, our operating budget, to support what we spent on fracking the pump, a new pump put in there. I just didn't have that kind of money. So we took that money out of the capital reserve. So that's one right there. That's money we spent to improve something.
That's
that
what
they
I'm
might
just asking. That's, this is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
You've got certain things that are done already, and what's your plans for the rest of it? At that point.
Well, Russ, you've got my phone number. Just call me. You don't have to do it like this. Just give me a call. I'll meet you anytime, and I'll tell you what we're doing. That's all you got to do. Or if you've got questions about the fire department, ask my liaison the questions, and then he will talk to me. Because there is a chain of commands. Kind of sort of. But I'll talk to you directly. I don't care. Mm-hmm. If I have friends, I'll talk to you and tell you what
no,
I'm doing.
I just...
And you're welcome anytime to come over, you know.
No, I've been through there. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is that I've been looking at some other fire stations also when I talked to them about the cancer situation. All of that just lights up and said, we won't take the chance on that.
I understand.
And, you know, it's liability. That's where the towns would be in the more costs involved with liability. And we don't even have a building at that point.
I appreciate your concern.
So, but this was presented to the board, and that's why this should be talked about at the board.
Okay.
It's a major adjustment of just changing of times with the ambulance service there, and now you've actually got people occupying the building. So it's just...
That's why we run out of water because
it's just catching up to the times now. That's all. Yeah. But it can't happen tomorrow.
All right.
No,
okay,
Brad. Wanted it in the records, and that's what it is.
You got it.
Okay.
Is there any other new business or old business? No.
And I'd like to report that we replaced the sign down at the East Candia Train Depot. The guy right up there on Route 27, Bill Sign, made us a really nice sign. We put it up there, then we had one of Tommy Severino's guys come over with a welder, and we welded the nuts on this sign.
Oh, there you go.
And
nice.
It ain't coming off. Right?
Move it
that's,
over back. Back over.
Zach Osborne.
Oh, Zach, yeah.
Yeah, he lives across the street from me. Second thing is, it's just the Continental just paved Depot Road, and boy, does it look good from Langford Road down to the rail bank.
How fast
and
they
go. Tanavia did the shoulders. They used a lot of crushed hot top, crushed asphalt, packed those shoulders in.
Nice.
Beautiful job.
Nice.
You
black,
see it, Jeff?
Black pack.
I haven't seen that road, but they did the same on Chester Road.
Yeah.
Nice work. Yeah. So anyhow, that's all we have from East Candia.
The hell with the rest of the
town.
Yeah, my God.
East Candia representative.
Yeah.
Is there any other business?
Everybody knows about trick or treat.
Yeah.
Like Halloween.
We said that, yeah.
Thursday.
That's all that.
We said that. Yeah. Is there any input from the audience?
Nope.
Anybody on the Zoom? No?
No.
All right. The next, the one thing I did want to bring is make sure we're all set for the 5th, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's already committed to
busy.
What they can show up for.
You're bringing the 5th, you know.
I'll be there all day again.
I'll get there in the morning.
Yeah, because that will probably, we should at least have 3 on it all the time.
I'll be there.
We'll have to
I'll be there all day.
Make sure
good.
That we do.
Really? I took
awesome.
The day.
Great.
I took the day off.
Oh,
good for
you.
You.
Thank
so
you,
Pat.
We'll
have to bring them all. Okay. The next select board meeting is the 12th. Was that one still? That wasn't
that's
the
one
we were just,
no,
that was the one we were okay
one.
With, right?
Yeah, it's the next one.
It's
the
next
one
that we're not so sure about.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a, because
Tuesday
going,
the 12th.
No, the, yeah, Tuesday the 12th. And
Tuesday
right,
the
12th.
That
one's okay. The
yeah.
other one's the school.
The 25th.
The 25th is the school
yeah.
voting for the school, for the budget committee. That's the 25th.
On a Monday?
Yeah,
yeah, I have it right on my calendar.
Why did they do it on a Monday?
That's probably when the SAU was available.
Oh,
I would assume.
Okay.
I don't know.
So do you want to wait?
Damn bureaucrats.
Till
can we
the
fit everything
12th
into the,
and to decide what we can...
If we can possibly fit everything in the 12th and not have that...
Well, I see what you're trying to do here.
Well, I'm all for
well,
that.
Well, I don't care. I know you are, Brian. I wasn't worried about you. I mean, we'll see what comes up. You might not be able to do that. Right?
Every time we try to do this, something
I
comes
know.
Around.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
have an extra one on
and
Friday.
And then we end up having an emergency one or something. The 28th
okay.
is Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's late this year.
And so Tuesday's because of Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So the office is closed that Monday.
Right. Right. You want to wait until the 12th and if we
yeah.
can get by?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fine.
Okay. So that'll be the next select board meeting, November 12th, 6:30. And there's no other input?
No.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Thank
you
for coming in.